out of here.
Where's the commander in chief here? Come on.
All right, let's go. All right. Today is our special board meeting, Wednesday, 29th, because we're usually on Thursdays. Don't forget, it's going to be on Thursday, especially on Wednesday. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Diedrich?
Here.
Dumanovic?
Here.
Hyatt?
Here.
Lane?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Wilberg?
Here.
Ayala?
Here.
And everybody is here. We have our Director of Parks and Recreation, Tim, Superintendent of Parks, Scott, Superintendent of Recreation, Shay, and obviously we've got Ken here from the city.
Don't forget Marlis. Pardon me? Don't forget Marlis down there.
I really enjoyed reading through all the stuff. I hope you all did. It was time consuming, but it was very, very interesting. I'm just going to say, first of all, thank you for coming tonight. It's very important that you're here. But I was amazed at your reports, your yearly report. Did you read through all that? Unbelievable. I have one question. Where's the report for you? I've seen them before, but I didn't know those. But anyway, I was so amazed at how much we really do when you all put it together. It seems so piecemeal initially, but when you put it all together, what you guys do. If you didn't have time, please read that. I sat down, and I was so proud. I really was. With the small town that we are, you making that presentation downtown Chicago, all the things that we do here, we have to toot our horn sometime. And I want to tell you, when I read through all the things that you do, I was like, holy shit. We're not a big city. We don't have a lot of people yet. We get so much done, and we're recognized for it too, which is wonderful. So I just wanted to say that. If you ever please read it. It takes you like 4 hours, but still, I'm a slow reader. No, but it was really and it made perfect sense of what you guys do, and I don't know how you can do it in such a small state. But anyway, okay. So anybody take a look at the minutes? I looked at the minutes. If anyone take a few seconds to look at the minutes. For approval.
Can I make a motion?
Sure.
Can I make a motion? I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Any second?
Second.
Last second. Bills review. The bills review, again, that was a ton of, I like that was done too, the way it was shaded out. It was a little easier this time. Did you tell them to do something different or something or no?
They've been shading that the last couple times. So
really? It just seemed that there was much more highlights what readable ours, now. All 240 pages.
Yes.
Anything special in there that we should know about? I know that.
I would say the biggest thing in there is Rotary Park, which we discussed here last year and got the grant as being the first like fully inclusive playground. Mm-hmm. That we bought that. We actually got it already.
Right.
We closed the playground down over at Rotary. They're starting the process of taking it out. I think kids around the world told them to come home. We just got an email today in the next week or two to take it out. And that's the biggest purchase that's going to be on there. Obviously, this is over the holidays, so there's a lot of things with holiday celebration on there that you purchased it. There was some. We signed up through Lavonzi at OSHA 10 training, which is like a what is it? It's got a construction, maintenance, safety, training, OSHA 10.
It covers a lot of different areas of construction and just safety and things like that. So I think all of our staff are through except a couple. It's about, they call it OSHA 10 because technically it takes about 10 hours to get through it. It really takes about 12 or 14 because you kind of have to pay attention. It's a slideshow and then they test you after each section. And then they do an overall test at the end that you have to pass to get the certification. So it's a good thing because it brings up just workplace safety really is what it's about. And you guys are, it just keeps things in the front of your mind as you're out there working. You know, proper PPE, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
So you see training on there, folks at 10. Any staff that hadn't had CDL training, we got them through CDL right now. We've got one that we're upgrading their CDL. And then there's some bills in there related on recreation side, with some training conference we just got back from, things of that nature. So, I mean, one of the things we're trying to focus on, besides just doing our day-to-day jobs, is trainings. make sure we get everyone properly trained, get them through all the proper trainings that we probably have been neglecting of leaders. And then, as you see with Shay's presentation and other things, just get our name out there. And then, like, Parks and Recreation will showcase them what we're doing. If you get a chance, the marketing table that we presented down at conference, just to kind of highlight what we do to the entire IPRA world, is set up in our area right now, and stuff like that. So that's kind of on the budget list too, some things of that nature. And then just gearing up for spring sports, so with stuff like that. So those are the big expenses on there.
Thank you. Anybody else have any questions about the budget at all? One thing I forgot to say though, in my initial remarks, and I really mean this. You guys are so good. We're lucky you're still here. I really mean that. I really mean that. With the things that you've done and your resumes, I'm sure, Stashi can probably speak to this too, I'm sure, right? They're a pretty highly marketed.
Yes. What do your contracts say?
We got a chain on.
Yeah.
I really mean that. Really.
I will say one thing, and I appreciate that. I know for myself, every morning, thank God Scott and Shay are here, because without them, my life would be miserable. But also, we have some really great staff members. I mean, on the park side, on our
but
side,
you've created
we have some outstanding staff members.
You just didn't come in and take them. You created that to your image and likeness. You know, that you wanted the same philosophy that you have, and that makes you good.
So we're fortunate to have a lot of staff members we have. Well,
I just want to say goodbye.
You can't take that back. She's recording that, just so you know.
Well, I just want to say, I mean, it's just the fact that there's not that many organizations that are public that have the people really knowing that you are doing a service for the people. And you do that very, very well, effortlessly.
Well, really. We appreciate it.
Very well said. Okay, so would you like to go over some of the highlights then on this?
I think you got to pass the minutes.
We got to pass the
minutes. Did you already do the minutes?
She's just got.
I know you guys.
We just did the motion, so I did.
No, we have to vote.
Did you get a second?
Yes, I got a second. You ready for a vote?
Yes.
Yes. Dumanovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Wilbur?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
And Diedrich?
Yes.
This is just our monthly board budget, so I mean, I know we talked about this and everything. This is kind of fourth through December, so we're a little bit behind.
Right.
But I think the big things I wanted to highlight was if you look at, this is last year, this is our current year. If you already see, like, in child development, which is our preschool race that goes summer camps, through December last year, we're at 95,106. We're up 11,000. That's a great number. I mean, that means our preschool is selling out. Our summer camps are really doing a really good job. That's a great number. Athletics, we're 250, we're 271. That's a huge number. You know, that's just seeing more and more kids coming into our program. Another one that I really wanted to highlight was sponsorship. It's something, you know, we did the share marketing thing. It's something I know Shay and I, over the years, was like, we've been missing out on money. Like, we have great programs. We should be out there more. And being able to have someone to help put this together for us, really get it out there, highlight our programs, highlight great things. Last year we brought in 13,000 through December. This year we're at 48, we're actually at 54. So I mean, that is a huge jump in sponsorship revenue. And that's, I only see growing as the city continues to grow. So we'll come up on a revenue side, we're doing really well. You know, last year, Hometown Days was something we talked about, 167, 186. I mean, that's just the 1 week of a $20,000 increase in revenue. All of your expenses are going to be a little bit higher. Those are all budget for just natural cost of things, staff cost, stuff of that nature. But the big thing is like last year we had a $255,000 surplus through December, but we were budgeted for break even. This year we have a $488,000 deficit, because that's how big our surplus was last year. So to make us even again. So we do have a little bit of a deficit right now, but that's based off of a $480,000. We're going to have, my projection is we're going to come in at about a $300,000 deficit, so we're still going to be $180,000 better than what we expected. So things are going really, really well when it comes to a financial standpoint in our department. Programs are running well. Special events are running really well. On the park side, you know, just we're staying with budget. Scott and I just trying to put in these parks, playgrounds, things of that nature. We're staying in budget on all those types of things. So things are going very well from a financial standpoint. Any specific questions?
Any questions?
I think it just reflects the growth, right? I mean,
there's no doubt.
I mean, that's
yeah, one of the things I was in a budget meeting this week, and in theory, most of the stuff should grow every year. The city's growing. It's not like we're having less homes, less kids, less families. We should see our numbers as well. And I think you will see that. There's nothing out there when we do a special event, our athletics, our preschool. I know Shea had preschool registration in strong numbers.
Oh, yeah, we have, I think, four spots left for next year.
Yeah. And this is January. We only start school until September. Mm-hmm. Athletics, I was just talking to Jake today. We're right where we should be. We're a little bit ahead of last year's pace. We're still got a couple weeks to go before registration closes. So, in theory, all these things should grow just because the community's growing. But, you know, with that, you have to have great programs. You have to have something people want to sign up for, be a part of. You have to have great parks, great playgrounds, things of that nature. And I think we're seeing a reflection of all the stuff we've done over the years that people now want to come and be a part of this. So it's definitely exciting times in some of these things.
You know, one of the things I just was thinking about was how much you do about digitally or online. That is so, you know, to me, that's not me. You know, I mean, Well, no, but you mean, to remember the old days when you had to register kids and everything.
Yeah.
Everything's now done online. I mean, that is so conducive to growth with the younger people that are coming up here. That's what they want.
Yeah, I know. So there's two things on that. So one is, you know, COVID hit.
Yeah,
we were looking to cut expenses. And when through the pandemic, we got rid of the sending the catalog out to everybody. And so Shay and I made a decision. We're like, let's see what the effects of this be after, you know, people are out, should we go back to it? And we've never seen it an issue. And we've been like, we're not going back to it. Not only was it a tremendous amount of staff time on our end, it was a huge expense to send it out. And sponsors still want to do it. Yeah. All we do is put it out there on Facebook. People are still registering, still signing up. We've not seen one issue with it. And that's gone. And then we talk about just online. Even before the pandemic, I would say it was 60-40. Of people registering when they were still calling us or coming in.
Yeah.
What is it, 70-30, 80-20, 90-10?
It's just completely 15% flipped. 15% of people
maybe
call.
New generation wants, though.
Yes.
They don't want to leave the house. They go shopping in online. They want to do this, and that's, we're going right into what they want.
Yeah.
What they
desire. And,
that's what everybody wants.
Yeah. I think it makes it nice, too, that, like, if I'm, you know, right before bed at 10:30, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I didn't register for that. I don't have to wait for someone to be open or to walk in or try to, like, leave during my lunch. I can just get right on and do it. So I think just being available is just helping us continue those registrations
and
going up.
Mm-hmm. You know, I live in Wheaton Park District. I sign my kids up for programs. It's the same rec track system as we have. So it's great that I use it quite a bit. But what's nice is online, too, is once I sign up, I will see that my kid's in the class.
Right.
I'm not counting on, well, did it get registered? Do I have to follow up? Like, I can see right there that they're in the class. And like Shay said, I do, like, kids go to bed, I do it at 10 o'clock at night. Things of that nature. So, you know, technology definitely has changed things.
Well, like the technology you're using with the lightning things, right?
Yes.
You're using that. And we're moving in that direction. That's where we should be moving. We're not move forward. We do the same thing and we're going to move forward.
So, but definitely from a financial standpoint, things are, you know, we're off to a good start. Absolutely. One thing I'm hoping for long term is that we've put in now a place where, unless something just goes terribly bad, this should be a good budget every year. Like, unless somehow, for some reason, people just don't want to sign up for sports anymore, we should have a good, solid budget every year. We should know where our numbers are going every year, and that we should be in a good place every year. I mean, the only thing that would be really hurtful to us is just Hometown Days got completely burnt out. That could be a $40,000, $50,000 loss just in expenses. That could be a minor problem. But other than that, I think we're in a strong position moving forward just to be able to have a good, solid budget year in and year out as long as we're just kind of keeping an eye on things.
Any questions? Okay, we want to move on then?
Yep.
The old business or new business. We've done these before, but we've done old business. The first one is the youth baseball and softball 2025 sports field agreement.
Yeah, so we do this every year.
Yeah.
We're basically down to just two outs. So, just so everybody knows, we've gone over it. YOVSA has their own agreement. It's pretty much locked in stone forever. That was for us to get the in-house league. They got their field. So there's really not much we could do without that, without council actually changing the whole thing. And that was attached. We pretty much have two other organizations out there, the Yorkville Fury and the Reds baseball organization. He's kind of been grandfathered in over the years. They've been with us a long time. for the most part, we're down to about a field and a half with them. The Fury's over at Otter Creek. They're using that 7 days a week, and then the Reds are basically, even though they're on here rank tree, they don't really use it that often. They're pretty much just using the cannon ball half the time. So as we grow, we're going to be more and more of these fields to ourselves. Our leagues are just going to continue to grow. So we discussed last year not letting anyone else have one just because of ours. We do work with the local high schools, the private high schools. They don't have a ball field. Usually they do 3-4 games a year, and we can kind of make that work pretty easily. So we're just looking to be able to get these agreements out to them right away so that they can kind of lock in and plan for their year.
Do you get any pushback from anybody when you're trying to get the field going?
Yes.
That's expected.
Yes. So it's a, hey, we need more space. Hey, can we get more? And it's basically like there's nothing we can do.
That's right.
Ours are growing. We just don't have anywhere else for you to
That's
go.
What it should be.
Yeah. So, yes, there's always not just these groups.
No, but I said your groups.
We'll get groups all over the place.
Sure.
Oswego, Plainfield calling us all the time.
Yeah.
And basically our response back to this is like, I'm sorry, the park board has made a decision. We're not doing any more of these.
Just don't get my addresses.
It's never really been.
You know what I mean?
No one's been mean about it. I mean, I think everybody understands. It's an issue everywhere. Yeah, it's an issue everywhere. As these travel groups grow, they're all looking for somewhere. So none of them have been really mean spirited about it or anything like that. They understand. So, you know, but I just don't foresee. I mean, we're just growing on a consistent basis how we would ever be able to get someone else a field.
Any other questions about that?
Any complaints or incidents? Any complaints from residents or anything that happened on fields?
The only complaints that we get from a resident is, hey, I got kicked off the field.
Yeah.
I went out there with my son. This group showed up, that type of thing. And usually we'll try to work with them and say, hey, this new field may be available. I mean, there is some of that sometimes. And then, hey, I tried to go out on a Saturday. You know, a lot of times, especially out at the bridge, we have signs that say, you know, this field's reserved, please don't use, we'll get a phone call. Usually we're like, hey, if it's just you and your son, go ahead and use it. Like, but we also have to be careful as we'll find out people, you will get a travel team that's just looking for a field. So they'll be like, well, we're just me and my son, and then you find out it's like 15 kids are out there that are using the field. Yeah, so it doesn't happen a ton. A lot of times we'll tell them, hey, try to get there before 5 o'clock in the summer. You know, that the travel teams, our groups aren't out there until after work. If you want to get out there during the day, things of that nature, obviously Saturdays are going to be very busy. Basically all the fields are going to be used on Saturdays, but Sundays usually is pretty wide open. But we do get a couple phone calls from residents questioning why they can't use the field as a taxpayer and stuff like that.
I would say our biggest complaint is probably parking.
That's by far.
So, because some of these, you know, some of these parks that we built were intended to have a school next to them or something like that, and that hasn't come to fruition. So it's street parking, you know, that can be a little bit tough at times. So the city council has adopted one side or the other to park to help alleviate that. And then we have our eye on some of those things, like when the city builds the new Public Works Park Maintenance Facility, they're actually putting additional parking specifically for Caledonia Park, so that we just start programming that soccer field.
Right.
So we're off street parking. So that's, we do have an eye on that stuff. We're trying to address it as we can.
I would say the biggest one with parking is Cannonball. It just doesn't have a parking lot. That's the one over by Home Depot, just right behind Home Depot there. You know, if it's a practice, it's never usually, it's a game. And if there's multiple games, like back to back, Cannonball is usually one because people will bark on both sides. You get the residents who are like, it's tight, you really can't squeeze through there.
We are looking at some solutions for that even though.
He is right. That's a little bit of an issue. But fortunately, Bridge has usually parking over here now with City Hall, Remenshire. You have the parking here. Rotary has its own parking lot there. You know,
that's not just cause from travel ball either. I mean,
it's
our programming does it too.
Sure.
I mean, I haven't been to each place. I'm sorry, but condition of the fields and everything's.
We take care of that.
Well,
I will say where we share a field with some of these travels, we take care of the field. If it's a field like Autumn Creek, they maintain the field. I will say, you know, most of these places, most of these organizations really don't maintain the field. They could do a better job of that. I think that's something that Tim and I have had a little bit of conversation on that we'll probably be addressing in the near future.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just thinking.
But yeah, we're always doing work. Hazards. I know over at Beecher in the last couple of years, we've had to put in new backstops, things of that nature. So, I mean, yes, there's going to be maintenance on them, new clay, new things of that nature.
Yeah, like, we've revamped all of our fields this past July and August, which we do that every year. We bring in more clay, we edge the field, we take out those spots that are holding water. Our guys are super conscious of it.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah. I just don't ever want to, like, be in a position like where we're saying, oh, you know, the Furies, that's all the Furies' responsibility, when maybe it's not. I mean, it's the one,
right.
You know, people.
It's in the contract if you read what their responsibilities are.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and that's on purpose, you know.
Well, that's what they get for free.
Are they maintaining it to the level they should?
No.
No.
Free from hazards, that's what I'm aiming
yes,
for.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, and playable.
Yeah.
Okay. So you need a motion on this?
Yes.
Anybody want to make a motion on the approval of the 2025? I'll make a motion. I want to make a motion to approve the 2025 field usage agreement as presented.
Second.
I just have one quick question.
Yes,
so with all these new businesses, large companies coming over, I mean, what's the planning? I mean, I'm assuming that you are planning for growth a little higher than expected.
Let's pass this.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, is that related to this?
Yeah, right.
Let's
see, I mean, that are you... Are you planning for more fields for?
Yeah, I mean,
like
we're in discussions. Obviously, some of the stuff is still, how is it all gonna, like, when you do a development, it either can be land cash or land, so we can give cash or land. Some of these are just gonna be negotiated with the city as these agreements go along. More than likely, like Costco obviously is not going to give cash or land. It just depends on how the agreement's done with the city on some of these things. So as somebody comes in, they'll communicate with us on those details. And then once we kind of get something finalized, we'll bring it back to the board.
Can we have a roll call on that, please?
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Here.
Ayala?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
And Dumanovic, sorry.
Yes.
This is your crew, you tackle football cheerleader.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was fun. Okay.
This similar agreement that we've done the last couple of years, York Youth Tackle Football uses Rotary Park after the baseball field, after the baseball season. We just kind of wanted to get it ahead of this because we did the other agreement. They do their football practices over there. They pay us a fee to line out the fields.
They do pay.
Yes. And they use the fields over there. And, you know, it's just kind of a similar thing.
Then they can, for the $4,500,
yes,
our maintenance of the field.
Yeah, and really what we do with that is we fertilize broadleaf weed control areas that try to, you know, because it's football, it's a little bit hard and tough on the turf.
Sure.
So we try to stay ahead of it and keep the turf, you know, to a higher level if we can.
So they'll basically, we will put in fields right in the green area here.
Mm-hmm. Hazard free. We try to make that hazard free.
So, and then, yeah, they pay $4,500 for us to line the fields and use of the field.
Three fields, right?
Yeah, we'll create three fields for them. And then.
Any motion on this?
Is the organization Shay led to second in Nationals.
That's true.
So if people saw my email, she took the...
The Tiny Mites, cheerleaders. Yep.
Really?
Yeah, we're not second in Florida. Yep, yeah. At Disney.
Should have been here that Tuesday night.
Yeah, should have been a city council meeting. I will send an email to everybody. Like, it was a packed house here.
It was huge. It was fun.
I will address that after the meeting, after the microphone's off. Because I've got four grandchildren and children.
Yes.
Oh, yes. it's a culture. For sure, it's adorable. It is super fun.
I like that term culture.
Culture.
She led it to the second place.
Yes, I am. Yes, never been a cheerleader in my life.
Okay. We did that right.
You want me to make a motion?
Did anyone want to make a motion?
No.
Who wants to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the 2025 Yorkville Youth Tackle Field Cheer and Football.
Okay.
Agreement.
Good.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes. Lane?
Yes.
Forrestall?
Yes.
Wilbur?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
Jamadovic?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
I did it to support the girls.
My girls are combined parks and public
that's
parks facilities.
I did it. Can you do
that? Pretty much
well,
proved.
They're also going to have to bid it out.
But I mean, the actual.
We'll find out what the final number is, and it's going to be all of it.
Yeah, I mean, there may be some changes, but it's kind of been just less aggressive council.
Wagman's going to be the construction. Especially Wagman.
Basically, this is kind of part of the design of the building and what it would look like from the outside. And then this like is kind of like your overview of the whole thing where you have your office spaces here, kind of your training areas, and this is your garage area. This is like where you're putting the vehicles and things like that.
Is it larger than they wanted to do it, or they made it just the maximum run, right?
We enlarged it.
It was enlarged, right? Because the one time it was going to be smaller, now in the future.
Well, they included parks in it too.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think maybe the addition also was the mechanic side there and a wash machine.
Oh, okay.
Where you can wash the trucks inside, you can bring them in. And
yeah, so here's administration. This is going to be a carpeted area. So this will be public work side here, park side here. This will be a combined area for all staff along the little conference room. It's a files.
Where's your office?
Right here.
The big green thing. The big green thing.
Yeah. 33 years of working out of a cold building. I think I deserve an office.
It's a truly corner office.
A corner office.
So, Homework Works Director is here, so he's not been here quite as long as I have. So we have a lunchroom training room combination, dividable room, which is nice. So we can actually do CPR training, all sorts of stuff that we can actually bring into the facility to train, which is going to be really nice. Believe it or not, there's a nice little workout room for the staff that's going to be in here. They're also going to have a nice locker room so they can kind of divide the dirt. So the dirt can stay in the locker room here. And then we have bathrooms all along here. These are individual shops. So I think this is a park shop, and then this will be storage for paint and flammable stuff. The street department has one, sewer department, water department, and I think maybe electric department, something like that. So individual shops, like when we work on building a float or some of the welding that we need to do, those go on in individual shop spaces. The garage is kind of combined. So this line represents, this is parks, this is public works, and I'm going to paint that on the floor. So you can better believe that.
Don't cross this line.
And then there's a mezzanine, which is really nice. A lot of storage space up here, up above. And I think the city's going to house a lot of our public records there as well, but there'll be additional space for Christmas, holidays, decorations, playgrounds, whatever we need to store in ours. This is, mechanics bay here. You can pull them from both sides. It's got, I think, three lifts, and then it's also got a lift that can lift like an 80,000 pound truck or something insane, which is nice. So when we get a mechanic or mechanics, they'll be able to work on that. And then we got a double wide wash bay, so they'll be able to wash like four trucks at a time. Yep. So that includes parks and public works stuff as well.
And park board can bring our cars, right?
Yeah, it's our hand wash.
Hand wash.
I haven't been given that okay yet. So better the park board first, and I'll be right
behind. Just didn't do that a long time ago. So no, that was something we used to build.
I'll drive yours, Ken. Don't worry.
Having said that, though, everything that parks owns currently and public works owns currently is under roof.
Yeah.
Everything.
Good.
Nice.
And then I think there's like a 10% contingency. So you really, and there's a lot more space in here. This is all like you pull in here or you pull in here. This is designed to have trailers attached to vehicles here. That's the whole idea behind that.
Yes.
And they're like 12 wide stalls. So there's, I mean, we get a lot of bumping and banging, both us and public works of our trucks, because right now everything's pulled in. However, you can squeeze as many vehicles in the shop as you can.
Do you have a lot of room around the building then?
I don't know if we have a different view, but towards the back here on the site will be a nice big salt dome.
Oh, we've done it.
And then, yep, so the salt dome there. And then these are all the storage bins that will hold mulch, gravel, black dirt. So this is a better shot here. This is Mechanics Bay and the wash bay here. It's expandable here, down the road if need be. And then this is what they're talking about doing here. This is all employee parking, but it could also be parking for the public because there's a gate here, so this will always be available. And then everything, I think the other gate is here. So all this parking in front, and they're doing additional parking here. This is Caledonia Park right here. Just so you know, the road turns here. That's the playground's right about here. It's Dr. Field here, so that'll be a great spot for getting people off there. And then we'll have our own gas station for the entire city. So PD, everybody will start following.
Any negative from those people in Caledonia?
For the city.
No, I haven't heard peep from them, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Not gonna work.
So this kind of gives you a little bit, the park is blocked. It's right here.
Yeah. And it's really not on top of...
And this is where the building would go.
It's really not on top of the homes at all.
Well,
there's a huge buffer there.
Right. We're hoping to expand maybe soccer and stuff here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then that way with this, we have easy parking right into the spot.
Wait, where is it?
And expand our soccer.
It's behind Boomba.
Yeah, right behind.
Got just it. Getting everybody under a roof.
I'm not used to seeing pretty
so
things like this. I'm used to seeing
from an
like
standpoint.
What are you going to do the rest of the stuff?
Ryan's job,
all
like, I'm not seeing
there.
Yeah, so I think there's...
kind of pretty.
There's talk about... keeping those and using those potentially for file rooms or flex space for storage.
Okay.
Keep in mind, we have a lot of like all those Christmas trees that you see on the poles.
Yeah.
Those are a lot bigger than you think they are when you get them off the pole.
Yeah. I was thinking that's not enough.
And honestly, having to lift those up there, it would be easier just to be able to back in the shop and have cold storage in one of the other buildings. So
what's the time line on something like this?
The bids are out now. I think we're talking spring.
The hope was to be done by like September of 2026.
It's like August 31st. If you go down to page two more pages, it shows it.
Yeah, so it'll come quicker than you think.
So I mean, right now you're looking at between almost 36 and 40 million, depending on how everything comes out. And then your project schedule is, which we just approved the bid documents.
And we'll have an opportunity to get a tour of it?
I'm sure the city will do a meeting.
You absolutely can do meetings there.
I'm sure the city will do a big opening like they did here, the residents and everything like that. So that's kind of on the time frame we're at. So I just want to give everyone an update on the building where we're at with it.
So just we toured multiple ones before this got this far, and originally it was going to be, if you go back to that one plan, it would have been like one set of rows inward, and then we went to Montgomery. It was like eye-opening that what we looked at South Elgin and stuff, the Montgomery facility was so much better. And you wouldn't have had that whole top section. It was probably going to be one in and out off the other end, and yeah, there would have been a lot of, it was going to be cookie cutter, and I think that's what turned a lot of us, and that's also the facilities, the mechanic and the car wash.
And we had South Elgin, they have a park and rec department, now they're way smaller than us, they share a public works building.
Well, Montgomery just did theirs not that a couple years ago.
So yeah, all 2015 now, so that's almost 10 years.
Montgomery's is more of this kind of layout.
This is real similar to what they have. So.
I think it was hugely eye-opening to go see the different buildings, because I think this architect did not design Montgomery's, and the mezzanine came right out of Montgomery. They had the mezzanine, and we all were like, that's a must-have. It's just cheap space when you consider that you got such high ceilings. So it was really good to do the building visits and see what works, what doesn't work, what the guys liked, what our city alderman likes.
And what you need. What you like.
And what we need.
Makes sense.
I mean, we got like three trucks, I think, coming in anytime now, right, Scott? Like, there's three of them.
I think they're here.
I don't know if they came yet. Eric said they were close.
Yeah, the new ones are here.
And there's one that's going to be later after the season. But, you know, those are $500,000 trucks. And I really don't want to put a five. There's no reason we're putting $500,000 trucks outside. It's just stupid.
You're going to see the longevity of our vehicles and equipment go longer because they're not sitting outside.
And you can wash them off now too.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys wash trucks now.
We do. We pull them in the shop now, but it's you're going to see better maintenance. You're going to see things last longer. You're going to see an easier sharing of equipment because we're all on the one.
And I'll just have one more caveat. Mechanic by my house over there on 71 and 47. He's literally taken three of our old trucks, pulling pieces apart to build one truck. And I walked in there to go ahead and fire in there. I'm like, I see one. I go, I got three city dump trucks. Luckily, they're all the same model and design. So he's literally pulling pieces to build up one old truck. Yeah. So.
Engine prepped out in one, transmission out in another. So they're literally taking the parts off the other one and making one truck.
I asked him what he was doing. And I'm like, how'd you get all three of our city trucks? Because I'm making one out of it.
I'm just curious, are there any, is there any renewable energy infrastructure?
We did talk about solar on the roof.
Yeah.
It isn't a part of it yet, but we did talk about it. I think it might be something that we look at in the future potentially. Yeah, it was talked about.
Any other questions? That should be cool. I think that's it for your report stuff, right?
It's just the monthly report. I think as Dan talked about, I put a lengthy thing in there with the yearly report that we give to the mayor.
It was out. I'm telling you, I sit and I read it for like 45 minutes. It really is impressive. I mean, I know it sounds, I'm trying to build you up, but it is. I mean, it is impressive. All, what did we say? How many things? 350 something?
You got to give me a little more.
350
than
programs.
Well, there we go.
My God. It's remarkable.
Yeah.
I never knew that. I didn't even know we had the golf thing.
Or the golf?
What?
Oh, yeah.
The disc. Do you know we have a BMX bike course? I think you'd be shocked at how much you think disc golf is popular.
Yeah, it is.
Very popular.
College kids love it.
I really
you'd be surprised how so many people use it.
Like,
every golf district has them.
That's, it should be called disc golf. They're called gift disc flick it or something.
But you have a putter one, you have it's different
discs. Yeah, you have
one's a driver, one, it's a, it is just like
I don't want anybody coming out. I have enough trouble golfing the way it is. Disc golf. It shouldn't be golf. Okay. Any other questions? You want to make any presentations, or you want them to read it, or what would you like to?
Yeah, there's a lot of there. If you could read from there, that'd be great. I think, you know, just recently, obviously, we went down to the Illinois Parks and Recreation Conference. Shay did a wonderful job with her presentation.
Yeah, congratulations to Shay on her presentation.
Yeah.
It's in there, too, if you want to take a look at it.
I think I emailed it separately, the slides.
Yes.
It was sold out. There was 200, at least 200 people in the room. She had a line afterwards, people asking questions. There was definitely an interest in what we're doing, aiming at stuff of that nature. It's kind of interesting. I think there's a lot of people out there that want to do special events. Now, how they do it is a whole different thing. And I think it was eye-opening how Shay going over just the amount of time, energy, and effort we put into them, especially how much we theme them. You know, obviously, you know, Shay takes a great job. Lena, Breck staff does a great job. But you know, as I told park staff over Christmas break, I mean, they're the backbone of a lot of these things that we do. We couldn't put them on if they're not out there helping us set up, bring down, making sure trash is cleaned up. Like, I don't want to take anything away from Shay, but I also want to give Scott a lot of credit. We couldn't do it without
them. It's a team effort, for sure.
You know, so, but it was great just go to conference and speak to other people in the field, go to sessions. You know,
my
Shay,
question, did you learn anything? Actually?
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of conferences.
Yeah, I get all that. There's definitely a social aspect of it, too.
Social aspect of it,
I mean, we went to one on, you know, just special event safety. And this was Naperville.
Where was this?
The Hyatt downtown Chicago.
How long was it?
Some good, like...
It goes 4 days. We were only there 3. Well, some staff, like Jay, stayed 4. I was only there a couple of days. But, yeah, I mean, we went to a session on... festival parade safety and had a good discussion on what like Naperville does. Obviously the big thing a lot of people are doing is the state changed the drone laws recently to give us a lot more flexibility to use drones if you have an event that's going to expect to have over more than 500 people at it. So I mean that's something I'm looking to get one of our staff members to get drone certified so that we can start, you know, we don't need to rely on the police necessarily. We can have a drone flying over some of our events just to make sure if anyone's up to anything bad we can catch it ahead of time. Things of that nature, just some of the things you're doing. I went to one on just how to handle if you have protest. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a couple of the North Shore communities that have a very large Jewish population that happened in Israel last year, and just between, you know, the Palestinians and stuff, they had a lot of issues. They had a lot of protest. How did they handle that type of thing? And so that was kind of just interesting to go through that process. And even if it wasn't related to that topic, just other topics, how would we handle if we had someone coming here wanting to rent a park and wanting it was going to be controversial and have a big protest? How do you do all that? I mean, And it was just kind of fascinating. Some of the things they did was, like, they went around and they trimmed all the trees so people could climb up on them. They went through the park and they got anything that was more than a golf ball-sized rock so somebody couldn't pick it up and throw it. Just kind of that safety thing that I probably wouldn't have even thought of. You know, I know Jake went to one on how to, you know, continue to encourage volunteer coaches and things like that. So, yeah, there's definitely a benefit. I mean, I'm not going to lie, there's a social aspect of it to it, but there are some really good sessions that we go to that gives us some insight on how to look at things a little bit differently, things that other people are doing, how can we benefit from that. So, it's good to go to.
The social aspect is important, too. It lets you network with other park departments.
It did. We talked to someone who's, you know, with the Special Recreation Association. It's something that, you know, I think at some point we have to seriously take a look at of us joining one. It's expensive. You know, there's a yearly fee to it. There's a lot of expenses to it. But, you know, Shay and I talked to her, and, you know, she gave me a different perspective. Of, you know, maybe we should look at getting just an employee first who can help us really, what are we looking for? How are we evaluating it? How are we going to handle that? And it kind of changed my perspective on it a little bit. Whereas before I was like, let's just get this, and it's kind of like we've done our part. Maybe we need a lot more help with it than I think we realize. So we wouldn't have done that if we weren't at the conference, be able to talk to somebody like that, just kind of get a background on how that could benefit the Yorkville community, you know, especially our, you know, a growing special needs population. Yeah. You know, so there are things, Dan, that are definitely benefiting to it.
Sure.
You know.
But like, as you said, Chicago, I think it's so big, went and asked you about things like that, which is like strange, isn't it, that you think you have Chicago?
I know. I was like, well, hello, Chicago Park District. Yes, ask me my expertise. Sure. Let me tell you.
I would say, I mean, obviously, I mean, there's no doubt, if you go through any park in our catalog, we do more special ed than anybody. Now, that's part of, we have done that over the years because we don't have a facility. You know, a lot, almost everybody has some kind of facility, and that becomes the focus of the organization. We don't have that, so it's like we kind of had to change our focus a little bit, and that's why we kind of got into special events at a high level. So it is something unique that we do here that, I'm not saying other places don't do it, they just don't do it to the level and the consistency we do. That is something that's interesting, that even in Chicago Park District, I bet they don't do as many special events as you think. They're catering to so many people in different areas. So it was interesting when the guy from Chicago Park District came up to our areas like that. But there was a lot of park districts that walked up and said, we would like to get more special events, how do you do these? So it was good to see. But yeah, there was a lot of good sessions down there.
And that presentation is fabulous. I mean, it really, these slides are just so focused, you know, very professional, very focused. Right to the point with so many things that you do, it's impressive how it just was put together.
Oh, well, thank you. It took a couple of weeks. but it was, I mean, that was the nice thing is I tried to make it as visual as possible because unless if you see it, you don't really understand. Like, when I think theming, some people might just think it's like, oh, like, yeah, you know, something.
No, it's right to the point with very relatively few slides. I mean, covering a whole bunch of stuff.
It's
really
great.
Really.
Well, you go through the report, you know, a lot of things on the park side, you know, they're doing. I will say one thing, you know, as we're going through the building, having somebody like Scott sitting in these meetings is really huge for us. To have somebody ask just what kind of carpet, what kind of tile. But these are things that, like, I'd be sitting there going, I have no idea. And, like, Scott, people look at it and go, no, look at the design of the carpet. It needs to be this way. And, like, the tile, like, I mean, that it was a huge advantage, and especially we're going in with a combined building to have somebody to have the expertise to be able to work with the architects and things like that. That, you know, benefits the Parks and Rec Department. You know, obviously we want it to benefit the city, but we want to make sure it's like beneficial to our staff too. That's been a great experience over the last couple of months working with him on that. But there's a lot of great things in there if you get a chance to use the board.
Just be aware, as Tim mentioned, that we are in the process of taking Rotary Playground out. I suspect the playground itself will actually leave next week or the week after. We've been tearing the mulch up to get down to the base to subgrade, so we'll start our work on that.
So you're going to do all the mulch in the can get rid of it.
Yeah, you have to because you gotta cut, because the holes are in different locations for new. We gotta actually expand the footprint slightly to make the new playground fit. And then we'd like today, we took, was it today or yesterday, we took down the shelter at Rice Park. So Rice Park's the last park we just redeveloped. The shelter was rusty, it was a bolt down shelter. So
it was yesterday, it's like right back.
Okay, was it? So the guys took it down yesterday.
Yeah.
We took it to the powder coater, we're gonna get it sandblasted and powder coated, put it back up so it's good for another 20 years.
Well, you know, I read about also how much work you do in home, in what do you call it, in house.
Okay.
The money that you save, putting the roof on the concession stand.
The roof and siding we did on the concession stand saved us enough money to build the garage. You can see it.
Exactly. That's what I was going to
say. So it literally paid for the.
And yeah, that's right.
It paid for it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, really, you guys are really stretch the money out, or pinch the pennies, or whatever they call it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, really do.
Yeah.
Because you got guys that can do it.
It's both sides. I mean, Trey does the same thing. I mean, when it comes to, you know, that's we're all hands on,
right?
That's why things are the way they are. So, but just point out, Rotary is kind of happening here. That's probably going to be, you know, 2-3 month process. That's not going to be a quick one because it's a large playground.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a work in progress while we're up there. And then as soon as we're done with that, we're hoping in the summer we can get started on the new playground out in Prescott. We have the playground that's been here for about a year. We've been just working with the developer on getting the land up to our development standard so that we can accept it.
You know, just thinking about it again, to the length of this meeting at all, but Costco coming in, that's got to be a big person to help us out, don't you think? And then I heard Quick Trip was coming too. Did you hear that? 7134 Quick Trip is going to be in here too. It's a large organization. Don't you think that's going to help us out with some of our needs or...
I think from a tax base.
Costco doesn't really do too much on community.
They don't.
A lot of times the big businesses in general, we get more support from like our local communities and smaller businesses than we do from
It'll be a trickle down. I mean, the more taxes, the more people shop for sure, the more taxes, the city's going to get more money the city has to.
No, honestly, like she said, Home Depot, Menards, those type of places, really, it's like you got to try and go through corporate. That's really difficult.
Yeah.
Whereas the local people would be like,
oh, yeah, I can
sure, I'll sponsor. It's much easier.
But it'll be a trickle down, man.
Yeah.
The more people spend,
the taxes.
Tax dollars comes back to the city. The city then has more resources to fund different things. So there's no doubt it'll be a trickle down effect with some of Costco.
Well, and then, I mean, that's the big thing with Yams. Is the Costco coming in town because they know that for tax purposes it's more revenue coming in. But you also have to think about it, people are going to want to come and not just visit and go to Costco. They're going to want to live in Yorkville, so it is a domino effect.
Sure, it'll take time to go. I think it's a great
.
I don't understand why they put it there. I'm glad it is because I can walk there. Although what I'm saying is, you know,
you want me to ask them? No.
Yeah, you know, it just seems strange. Though,
it's a 34.
A big corporation like that.
It's a good
spot.
Where
the other ones are. Mm-hmm. The other one is over in Naperville over there. On, I mean, there's people all over the place. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Are they anticipating, obviously, a big influx, I guess?
They didn't put it here by accident.
I was going to say, there's got to be something. You know, Costco's a major thing that they know.
Yorkville's growing.
Company, you know that, right?
Right.
And the S&P 500, Costco's 25, number 25.
Yeah.
It's a major
company. That's what I'm trying to say.
They must know something
we don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. They look beyond Yorkville, Dan.
But I mean, there's not much out west. I mean,
but you'd be surprised how far they probably look and see where they
are. We have family that live like LaSalle County, and they will drive.
Oh yeah,
to Plainfield to go to Costco.
I go to San Francisco. See people coming from to San. How far do you drive? 40 miles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's nothing. I understand that, but I mean, it's.
When you look at Kendall County, well, I think we are
growing.
Fastest county in the state again.
We're
right there. So I think, and that's not going to change.
No,
we have the space.
So they,
their evaluation was thorough. I'm sure.
On target.
Nice job, city.
Yeah, Ken deserves all the credit.
Yeah. I have one.
I've been giving my husband
question.
Yes.
Because he's on planning. I'm like,
the Christmas tree walk sponsorship event. I mean, first the holiday events were awesome.
Oh, good.
Had so much fun. Are you going to do that again? Was that successful?
Yes.
I think we might tweak it a little bit.
I don't know. Scott and I have to talk about like the types of trees and how we're going to do it exactly next year. But no, I mean, so we got a really great response. I mean, all 30 trees were sold out.
I saw. It was really fun. We had to kind of guesstimate what we thought might work.
Who did you have, though? I went over and I saw them. I can't remember who. Do you have any schools that did that too or no?
So the Key Club at the Key Club at the high school did it. So kind of how we did it is we kind of tiered it first. So like our community sponsors kind of got first dibs. Community organizations who work with us kind of got first dibs. And then we went to anyone who did like the scarecrow walk, so people who have been. And then we kind of just opened it up. So it was kind of nice where we tiered it, so people knowing that we had limited. So, I mean, it really
and they were lit.
Yeah, they were lit. I thought they looked really pretty.
They did.
It was really charming.
You could go see it at any time.
Yes. And you kind of got something different too, because you could really see the ornaments during the day, but then when it was lit up at night, it was really cute. So, I do. Usually, Tim doesn't let me go down a path. Unless if he is willing for us to continue to do it every year, because that tends to be what happens. So, I mean, I believe our intention is to continue.
I think you should expand it. Whenever Shay starts something, I always expect the next year to be bigger. When I worked for the Montgomery Chamber, we did that.
Yeah. We collaborated with the chamber in the city and like got a lot of the businesses. And so that's another resource, like work with the chamber and get them to
like see what they want. Yeah, definitely reach out.
That's like an easy thing where Renee will just be like, send it out, and you'd be surprised how many
organizations. But if you, we know, for our schools, just think how many people that brings in. Your school had that. Mm-hmm. Brings all the kids and their parents come in to see the
show
or something.
Right.
I mean, I think you should think we're going to expand it.
Yeah. Well, if you do, can you just put us down? Because I'm on PTO. I'm the board chair for PTOC.
Okay.
So just put me down.
Okay.
I think in general, I would like to expand our Christmas decorations.
In general.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I would like.
So like our girls, we went. We had hot cocoa. We did a hot cocoa. Like we walked down with hot cocoa. That's what we do when we're doing the life and wearing our pajamas. No, we go all over. But
it doesn't have to be super extravagant. But they're like downtown Naperville does.
Go to Montgomery.
Nice little.
Because I'm like, Christmas Day,
it's packed all the through it. So I'd like to see us try to continue to expand our Christmas decorations. So, I mean, we put, like, Santa and a reindeer here. And we've got the Christmas tree. We like to do a little bit more. Yeah. We're just trying to expand Town Square and just kind of have a whole thing that makes it worthwhile for
families. Is it a monetary restriction or is it?
Well, yeah, it's to buy these decorations, ones that are going to hold up for 6 weeks in the winter.
Understand it's your parks department putting up your city Christmas lights. Not your public works street department doing that.
Right. We don't want to volunteer. Well,
so maybe give them a smaller part of the building.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like all the pole decorations, that's parks. Yeah. It's not street department.
So, yeah, it's to get really good quality decorations, thousands.
So if you guys saw that too, Ryan, one of our foremen, dressed up as Buddy the Elf.
I mean, that was insane to see just the response that that had.
So, I mean, it was kind of fun to have a couple little Easter eggs throughout the holiday season just with staff doing some fun things and just kind of embodying that. And it's fun to see, like, even like when we were in IPRA, if, like just talking to other professionals, like it's kind of funny just how goofy Yorkville is. Because I feel like the more we lean in and the more outrageous we get with things, it's just like the community just kind of looks at us and they're not like, you guys are silly. They're like, oh my gosh, we love this and keep doing it. So it's kind of fun just to
but
be.
But you guys started the bunny with the Easter eggs.
Oh yeah.
And now there's so many other not-for-profits that do that. Mm-hmm. So it's funny because it's like, you know,
everyone.
I mean, we always bought it because that was cool. But I think you guys are doing great. Can I ask a question that I don't know if I can ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I know that you guys used to have that building where the school used to be in, and I heard that it was sold. The old parks.
Oh, the hydraulic building?
You talk about down on the river there?
Yeah.
The old parks
sold months ago.
Yes. Yeah. It's because they're like renovating it now too, aren't they?
Yeah, I haven't been down there a while, but it's sold.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been working on it, developing.
It's the same people that have the one in the corner, the white
group.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it being made into, can I ask? Do we know? That's a salon. Some kind of retail they're doing.
The salon social is she's gonna do like a little
they like broke
training.
It out into three different
parts. Yeah.
If you go by it, they like cut holes in the wall, there's like three different
It looks totally different, but I was like, wait, my dad.
I think we also secured space for a path along the
yes.
river there, too.
Potentially, yes.
I thought the canoe guy wanted to be in there, too, I heard. I'm talking to the canoe guy.
There's been...
He said he wanted to get into that building.
It was something adjacent.
Huh?
It was near there.
Yeah, okay, so on that side, yeah.
But I think it's, like, that's a nice area now, you know, with them doing the building on the Crusade Burger building. Mm-hmm. I think that's drawn a lot of, like, traffic downtown. So it'll be nice once.
If we get that
yeah.
land behind it, it'll be real nice. We get the grants for that land.
Parking? What's parking? Come on. I'll just take a little
we'll just
shuttle.
Take, like, stick, you know, stick a down touch.
We're going to get those little golf cart things, you know.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, like little scooter things.
Yeah. Satellite parking.
Dude, that would be a big box, I bet you.
Anything else, Dan?
Any other questions? Did you want to say anything more, Shay, about anything?
The only thing I will highlight, just because I do find it to be pretty fantastic, is just, I kind of mentioned it earlier, but our preschool, before we even opened it up to the public for next year, two-thirds of it was all filled, either with returning students and or siblings. A lot of them were siblings, which we kind of feel like is the ultimate compliment. Like, they get the first one through, and they still want to kind of be with us. And then, literally, we opened it up just last week to the public, and every single class is full except for threes in the afternoon, which is still nap time. We have two spots there, and that's always a hard to fill one. And then we have two ready, set, go spots. So really speaks volumes of the staff that we have put there and all the great work that they're doing and just kind of how we, I mean, right, people are securing
like
this.
The facility, though, right?
The what?
The facility.
Yes, so yep, that's still with our partnership over at with the school district. We actually have another intern this semester, so that's still going strong. And working with them too on the teachers who are coming in and working, like teaching, you know, every week. So it's been a really great partnership now that we've kind of gotten our groove between high school teachers and the kids and everything else. It's really turned out to be a great program, and it seems like it's being very successful, and all is just seeing that kind of registration within it just opening. It's really awesome. So that's all.
Any other questions or any other comments you'd like to make before
can
we
I put my granddaughter on the wait list?
She's
not born.
She's not born yet, but
I'd like to thank everybody for coming today. Our next meeting will be.
Dan?
Yes, sir.
Just so everybody knows, we have started the process for doing a special census, and we're at 25,000. We're pretty confident on that, but they'll do the census, and that'll make sure that's a reality.
Right.
And that's, in case you don't know, that's home rule status, which that helps. There's some benefits to that as far as.
How much is that going to cost us now? It went up in price, isn't it?
It's like $900,000 or something like that.
Are they hiring?
But then the amount you get, the amount you'll get back in a couple of years.
Yes.
The new writers, they are?
They, other, yeah, I mean, I know other towns were.
But I know, like Dan was saying, that we're bigger than you might want to think we are, because when I came here, it was 4,700 people, and that was 2,000, so.
When was that, 2,000?
2,000. And now we're
2,000.
2000.
Oh, I've only lived here 8 years, and I can't get over it.
Right.
How
fast is
it? So,
yeah.
And then the other thing, Tim, you might want to mention, you didn't mention it, we approved the fireworks guy, but we're doing a little bit less this next year, because I know the mayor wants to, the following year, it's going to be the 2250 years for our country. So I know he has some plans about maybe some more celebrations. So it's on a special event.
Fireworks every Friday night.
So get your breath this next year.
What are you talking about every Friday night? It already happens.
Yeah, right.
I was going to say, what do we need to provide fireworks in Arco? They're all over.
They're all over.
Yeah. We get fireworks. We get four-wheelers in our neighborhood. We get all. Yeah, I just want to apologize if the rain tree parks look bad.
It's
Well, we have so many dirt bike kids on dirt bikes right now.
It's a big problem. You have it Wendette, you have it.
Rain Tree and Wendette are so bad. I mean, they will literally go from Wendette to.
You have it over in Grand Reserve too, though. I'm at Cius, over where Seaver lives. That
Well, how do you stop that?
I don't know, but at 2 a.m., it's not fun.
I know the cops are chasing them around. I'm chasing the guy who's over there.
Not as much.
I mean, what do you do?
Well, here's the thing, one better. The officers know who it is.
Sure.
They'll go and talk to the mom and dad at the house.
They don't do a damn thing, do
they? Yeah, it's, I don't know how you solve it.
No, we would like to not hear it at 2 a.m., that's all.
Oh, I don't believe you there,
So.
Call it.
Okay, any other questions? If not, our next meeting will be on Thursday, then March 20th, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can we have a roll call for adjournment? Or who wants to?
Oh, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second. I'll second.
There you go.
Roll call.
Lane?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
Dietrich?
Yes.
Domanovic?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
Thank you.
Again, thanks everybody for coming.
Thank you.
Be healthy. Stay warm.
Man, you're good.
March.
I don't know how you do it.
My hand gets really tired.
Yeah.
When Montgomery did her census, like, it's probably like 2 years.